Hey guys, what's crackalacking? Welcome back to another exciting episode of Conversations with Newell Podcast. I'm Newell the Conversationist. Some people reached out to me and were like, when next are you coming out with a new episode?
I know, that's serious. So you mean you don't want to do your podcast again?
And I'm like, come on, hold up, wait a minute. I had to be away for a while, but I'm back for good. Thank you to everyone who reached out to me. You are the real MVPs. So today I'm going to be talking about accents. I love to do accents. I love to mimic. I love to ridicule. And you know that's what we do in Nigeria for fun. We mimic, we ridicule, we tease people's accents. But on a very serious note, one way accents have affected me would be in my contemporary choir life. So I've been a part of contemporary choirs, and you would know that one of the aims of contemporary singing is actually to replicate Western style music. And so you can't sing a feel something song with a Chioma Jesus vibe. That would be defeating the purpose. But then it reminds me of a time where I had to teach a choir in Port Harcourt a song, God Favors Me by Hezekiah Walker. And I wanted the tenor brothers to repeat what I taught them to be sure that they actually were following. So I said, okay, let me hear you. Thank you. Let me hear you. Okay, bro. Obina. Let me hear you. Obina. Now, let me explain. Bro, Obina is the most Igbotic man I have met in my life. He is so conk in his accent. Brother speaks like he communicates with the gods. I can't lie to you. Like, this guy talks like him and Amadi Oha went to the same school. Like, this guy talks like he pours libation. I'm like, very conk. All these importer, exporter, pure water, sachet water accent. Like, the guy talks in the most concentrated form. No, very crude accent. Like, on a wolf, on a high sea, mba, I sell main wares. Okay, bro, Obina, why not sing the song and let me hear you? Obina goes, and they whispered and conspired, and they told Yala, God favor. I said, wait, hold up, wait a minute. They told Ndegini, Ndiala. Now listen, the song is, they told their lies, God favors me. I'm like, if you don't understand Igbo, Ndiala means the people of the land. So it kind of makes sense to Bro Obina when he says, they told the people of the land, God favors. But no, it's their lives, God favors. We can't let you go on. And now people argue and say, oh no, let people stay true to who they are. Let them speak the way that they are comfortable speaking. But then we're trying to sing a contemporary song. You can't sing in their life for their lives. Come on, was I wrong? Because some people say, no, let him be. Leave him be, as the Europeans, as the British would say. I'm like, we can't leave him be in this song, no? Tell me what you think. Was I wrong for stopping him? This is a true life story. I didn't make this up. Real life, I never even make any story up. I post on my podcast. Anyway, thank you for joining us today. If this is your first time, you're welcome. Do follow us on Instagram at Conversations with Newell. Remember to tell somebody to tell somebody to join us next Friday for another episode. I'll be bringing another continuation on the same topic, accents. Yeah, remember, it's not that deep. Just come and have fun. Peace out.